Thanks for such kind introduction, Dr. Diana, and I take this opportunity to thank each one of you to select to choose to come to our session when you had other choices, and I know it's the end of the day. So thanks a lot for coming. As you see on the slide, there are a number of authors who worked on this paper, and I'm the fortunate one to be presenting. They are all in their home country. None of them could make it. It's a study we have been doing to understand that what are the predictors of sexual activity, and does the role of parent and youth interactions has any impact on the sexual behavior or initiation of sexual activities among youth in this country. And I will walk you guys through. I will start the presentation with letting you guys, everyone know that there are no relationships to disclose in the last 12 months. This is a brief outline of what the presentation will be for the next couple of minutes. I'll walk you guys through the background, why this research is important in this region right now, what are the methods that were employed, what are the results we got, and what are some of the policy implications that this research could have. The population of Laos is approximately we are right now working also with the 7 billion population that we are dealing with. One of the reasons this research is important is that this region has a much younger population. That means when you look at the tables, when you look at the population pyramid, it's more younger population in this region, and most of the population is in the age group of 10 to 24 years right now. This region has gone through a rapid economic transition in the last 20 years. They've moved from a planned economy to an open market economy. And like all other impacts of open economy, it has increased cross-border migration. It has also resulted in the increase in number of sex workers, because people do try to get involved in this trade because it's easy money and it gives them freedom. And you know, when there is a good number of people in the youth group, and if they are rebellious, and there are other social cultural factors that also helps increase the number of sex workers. This has also led to the increase in unsafe sexual behavior through informal sexual services and illicit drug use among youth, which affects the sexual attitudes and behavior of the Lao youth. Main objective of this research was to address several factors and understand which of them play a significant role in affecting sexual behaviors among unmarried youth in the age group of 18 to 24 years. The group of researchers over here wanted to study the factors at the individual level, at the family level, and extra-familial level as well. It's a cross-sectional research study that was done among 1,200. It was approximately 1,200 unmarried youth in the capital city, which were in the age group of 18 to 24 years. I will walk you guys through briefly about how the surveys were done, what the sampling was, and what methods we used. A list of villages was prepared as a sampling frame for the first stage for each selected district. Later on, 50 villages were randomly selected by random sampling and probability of selection proportional to the district sizes. In the second stage, for each sample village, a list of households with unmarried youths between the age group of 18 to 24, that's the age group that the researchers are interested in exploring, what factors influence these people to get engaged or initiate sexual activities, was prepared, and a separate list of unmarried male and female youth was prepared. Households were later on randomly selected, and 700 males and 500 females finally comprised the sample size for the study. The interviews were conducted using a structured questionnaire which was pre-tested and translated into local language prior to the survey. Some of the variables of interest, the socio-demographic variables for the adolescents, were the sex, age, education, occupation, income, and living arrangement. When I say living arrangement, the questions focused on whether they live with the family, do the parents live together as well, because we wanted to see if the parents live together and the child or a youth is raised in that environment, does that impact any way in their, you know, initiation of sexual behavior or, you know, indulging in unsafe sexual practices. As far as parents' background was concerned, as we were trying to find the linkages between youth and their parents, we looked at the age, employment status, marital status, and mothers and fathers living in the same house with the youth. There were several surveys in the service. There were several different measures that were used, and I'll quickly walk you guys through some of the measures. There was a parental youth connectedness measurement adapted from Sieving and the other authors. It usually measured how closely are they connected. Higher the connectivity would predict that they would less likely to be indulged in unsafe sexual behavior, and the initiation age at the level at which they initiate sex or unsafe sexual practices would be much lower if the connectivity between the youth and the parents was higher. Parental youth general communication was a measure used, which was adapted by Barnes and Olson. Perceived parental expectations regarding premarital sex was measured on the 5-point Likert scales, which was adapted by Sieving again. A higher score indicates high perceived parental disapproval of having sex or engaging in unsafe sexual practices. One other survey we used was parental youth sexual communication adapted by Rogers. The frequent account was measured using does the parents talk to the child about sex, about condom use, the consequences of having sex or unsafe sex or initiating into premarital sex or getting involved with unsafe sexual practices, and also whether there was a communication between these two groups of people about sexually transmitted diseases, HIV and AIDS. We used a logistic regression model to, after controlling for confounding variables, we tested the contribution of factors influencing premarital sexual activity among unmarried youth. I did not present the whole tables. It was really huge tables. I brought out some of the exact, the results, because the tables get so big and it's so difficult to read on PowerPoint. But I'll do share with you guys the contact information of all the authors. Please feel free if you have any questions or want to look at the details table. The overall results shows that approximately 1/3 of the respondents reported having sexual intercourse during their lifetime. And remember, we are talking about the youth between 18 to 24 years of age. A greater proportion of boys compared to girls reported ever having sex. The boys reported indulging in sexual activities more than the female. The mean age of first sex intercourse was 18.5 years for male and 18.6 for female, which is not very different, but the proportion of the boys and girls getting involved in these activities is pretty different for boys and girls. 81.6 or close to 82% of the girls indicated that they were influenced by their peers to have partners, compared to 76.4% compared for boys. 53% of the male respondents, in contrast to 13.2% female respondents, said that their peers encouraged them to have sex. Males compared to females were more likely to connect it to their fathers compared to their mothers when it came about issues related to talking about sexual activities, using safe methods, and the consequences of indulging in unsafe sex methods. Female youth were more likely than male youth to perceive that they can discuss general and sexual issues with mothers. That's the odd ratio, 3.4 compared to 3.36. Male youth were more likely to discuss with fathers compared to mothers. It could be a cultural issue, and it could also be that in Asia, most of these issues, males usually try to discuss them with their dads compared to their mothers. This is some of the brief representation of what the results look for the male population. For male population, factors positively associated with premarital sex is older age group. The older you are, the more likely you are to indulge in these activities. Liberal sexual attitude towards premarital sex. Many people do want to go against the cultural views and might be have their own views or have a modern view towards their lifestyle, and that could be one of the things. They have liberal sexual attitudes. Dating was also one of the positive factors. If you're dating someone or if you're involved in a relationship, you're more likely to get involved in premarital sex. And also, perceived parental expectations regarding premarital sex was negatively associated with premarital sex among males, which is understandable, because if you are at an age where you don't get along with your parents, or you want to be a rebel or want to seek your own independence or carve your own identity, it's very expected when we talk about the male population. For females, the factors positively associated with premarital sex were education of the youth. The level of education of females was related to whether they would indulge in these practices. Parent youth sexual communication. Sexual attitudes was also positively associated with ever having sex. Perceived high parental expectations regarding sex was negatively associated with premarital sex for females. Some of the recommendations that we have come out of this research is that a gender-specific approach to sex education is needed because of the difference between males and females in sexual attitudes and behavior. We need to develop and implement sex education programs by involving peers in the sex education process, promoting youth's responsibility for their sexual health, helping the youth to build skills to protect their sexual health. Family involvement in youth's life by encouraging. We figured out that family involvement, talking to parents, communicating with their family members is a strong component. By encouraging good relationship between parents and youth will increase trust and communication between parents, and this might have them, you know, develop understanding that it is not very safe, and if you are indulging in those activities, it should be safe and protective measures should be used. This is the contact information for all the authors, and at the end of the presentation, when everyone is done, I'll be more than happy to receive questions, suggestions, and feedback on this research. I once again thank you all for your time and attention. Have a wonderful evening.